John Kavanagh. It had been hot for days, but a change was a-coming. Clouds were starting to build, and in the very distance you could hear a deep-throated rumble. It's summer 1953. MCC Test cricketer Frank Typhoon Tyson was making his way to the top of the bowling run, one eye towards the crowd and the other on those ever-darkening clouds. The last couple of Australian batsmen needed to be dismissed and the Test match won. There was a lot of noise going on around the ground and in the outer. Cricket fans, both Australian and English, were raucously offering their opinions on the game and to the players. Frank Typhoon Tyson, the premier and much idolised English fast bowler, was having a good game. Typhoon's bowling figures would attest to that. Just another couple of scalps, he mused as he reached the top of his bowling run and turned to deliver another ferocious thunderbolt to the Australian tail-enders. Frank Tyson paused for a moment, the red cricket ball fitting comfortably in his hand. Typhoon Tyson was ready to deliver. Here comes Typhoon Tyson. He's going to bowl the fastest ball ever, my high-pitched soprano voice screamed. The tactic was devised to strike fear into the batsman. Standing inside the Thunderbox outhouse with my right foot resting on the toilet seat, I informed the batsman of my intention. Kicking off from the toilet seat gave you a faster start, building up speed, running along the alleyway between the garage and the neighbour's fence, then out into the yard at an angled run to the bowler's wicket, all the while arms pumping, feet moving very quickly as you approach your delivery stride, then to reach the bowler's crease and to send down the fastest delivery ever seen. To copy my hero, Frank Typhoon Tyson, was my aim. My arm, with elbow rigid, swung in a vicious arc towards the batsman at the other wicket. I released the red corky cricket ball just right and, with a little flick, sent it hurtling on its way towards the hapless batsman. The red corky whistled by the batsman at the other end and thumped into the fence a few metres behind the wicket. That ball wasn't that fast, it was too far away and I couldn't reach it anyway, the batsman, my friend, said to me. I looked at him and said, it was going so fast you couldn't even see it and the next one will be even faster. My friend gathered the ball and threw it to me. I turned and headed back to the top of my bowling run. Our game of backyard cricket may have been far removed from the cricket grounds on the eastern seaboard, but they were played with the same intensity, courage and the desire to win. I arrived at the top of my bowling run and put my foot on the seat. Frank Typhoon Tyson started his run towards the bowling crease. One wicket to fall, the test would be won. He reached the delivery stride, his arms swung over in a vicious arc. Here comes Typhoon Tyson, my high-pitched voice went out up the alley as I kicked off the toilet seat.